And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell, the Kitchen Science Man, and Hannah Critchlow. Now, we've got some great questions coming in. If you'd like to send in a question, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Harmon Hurtink on our Facebook page, Dave, he's wondering, being a bit of a Star Wars fan, whether it's possible or not to make a lightsaber. This is actually, he says, ostensibly for his two sons, Lucas and Tristan, who are wondering this, but one does wonder whether Harmon actually really is asking for himself. I'm just kidding. What do you think?
Depends exactly what you mean by a lightsaber. Producing a kind of beam of light which is coming out of an object which is incredibly powerful and can cut through things, that's not impossible. We certainly couldn't get anything nearly as powerful as that. We can get a laser that powerful in anything like that size of container. But we can get lasers which will cut through things. They tend to be the size of a house, but we'll ignore that point for the moment. But the problem is making light suddenly stop at the end of, you know, sort of a 2 foot length. And also, light doesn't interact with other light. So you couldn't have sword fights with them. They would just go straight through each other and not affect each other. You might conceivably be able to do it. Maybe you can make a plasma saber, so you can somehow constrain some very, very hot plasma into a tube magnetically or something. Conceivably, I think it'd be difficult, but just about possible. But certainly not with light.
Dave, thank you.